Good evening. This is Akashwani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says health for all is one of the main pillars of his government's resolve of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Lays foundation stone of Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh. In his Mann Ki Baat on Akashwani, Prime Minister urges people to spend a day as scientists to enhance curiosity about science in children and youth. First ever conference for women peacekeepers to begin in New Delhi tomorrow. 35 troop contributing countries to participate. Voting underway in Germany to elect new parliament after Chancellor Olaf Scholz's coalition collapsed. And in cricket, Pakistan set a target of 242 runs against India in ICC Men's Champions Trophy at Dubai. Virat Kohli becomes India's leading catch-taker in ODIs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said health for all is one of the main pillars of his government's resolve, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. The Prime Minister, while laying foundation stone for the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh this afternoon, said this institute will offer free treatment to underprivileged cancer patients. Mr. Modi said that this institute will be built on 10 acres and in the first phase, a hospital with 100 beds facility will be ready. The cancer hospital will be equipped with state-of-the-art machines and specialist doctors. Referring to the efforts of the government regarding cancer treatment, he said that many announcements have been made in this year's budget to fight cancer.
कैंसर की दवाओं को और सस्ता किया जाएगा। अगले तीन साल में देश के हर जिले में कैंसर डे केयर सेंटर खोले जाएंगे। डे केयर सेंटर में जांच भी होगी और आराम करने की सुविधा भी होगी।
Criticizing the comments made on Sanatan Dharma by some political parties, Mr. Modi said that there is a group of leaders who make fun of religion and keep abusing our festivals and traditions.
Hindu aastha se nafrat karne wale ye log sadiyon se kisi na kisi bhesh mein rehte rahe hain. Gulami ki mansikta se gire hue log hamare mat, manyataon और मंदिरों पर हमारे संत संस्कृति और सिद्धांतों पर हमला करते रहते हैं ये लोग हमारे पर्व परंपराओं और प्रथाओं को गाली देते हैं जो धर्म जो संस्कृति स्वभाव से ही प्रगतिशील है उस पर ये कीचड़ उछालने की हिम्मत दिखाते हैं
As part of his three-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam, the Prime Minister today reached Madhya Pradesh, where he will also inaugurate the two-day Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will travel to Bhagalpur in Bihar, where he will release the 19th installment of PM Kisan scheme. Over 9.7 crore farmers across the country will receive direct financial assistance, totaling more than 21,500 crore rupees. He will also inaugurate and dedicate various development projects in Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is rapidly carving out a robust identity in the field of artificial intelligence. In his monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat on Akashwani today, the Prime Minister said the people of India are second to none in adopting and trying new technologies. He said he was pleased to note that the world praised India's progress in this sector during his recent visit to Paris for the AI Action Summit.
हाल ही में मैं एआई के एक बड़े सम्मेलन में हिस्सा लेने के लिए पेरिस गया था वहां दुनिया ने इस सेक्टर में भारत की प्रगति की खूब सराहना की तेलंगाना में आदिलाबाद के सरकारी स्कूल के एक टीचर थोड़ासम कैलाश जी हैं डिजिटल गीत संगीत में उनकी दिलचस्पी हमारी कई ट्राइबल लैंग्वेज को बचाने में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण काम कर रही है उन्होंने एआई टूल्स की मदद से कोलामी भाषा में गाना कंपोज कर कमाल कर दिया है
Prime Minister Modi expressed pride that the country witnessed the launch of ISRO's 100th rocket last month. He also noted with satisfaction that the participation of women is constantly on the rise among the team of space scientists. National Science Day will be celebrated on the 28th of this month. The Prime Minister urged listeners to observe one day as a scientist and visit a research lab, planetarium or a space center. He said this will enhance their curiosity about science.
आने वाले कुछ ही दिनों में हम National Science Day मनाने जा रहे हैं. हमारे बच्चों का, युवाओं का साइंस में इंटरेस्ट और पैशन होना बहुत मायने रखता है. इसे लेकर मेरे पास एक आइडिया है जिसे आप वन डे एज अ साइंटिस्ट कह सकते हैं, यानी आप अपना एक दिन एक साइंटिस्ट के रूप में बिताकर देखें. आप अपनी सुविधा के अनुसार कोई भी दिन चुन सकते हैं. उस दिन आप किसी रिसर्च लैब, प्लेनेटोरियम या फिर स्पेस सेंटर जैसी जगहों पर जरूर जाएं. इससे साइंस को लेकर आपकी जिज्ञासा और बढ़ेगी.
द फर्स्ट सेशन ऑफ द 8th असेंबली ऑफ दिल्ली विल बिगिन टुमारो. Newly elected members of the House will be sworn in on the first day of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place tomorrow. On the second day of the session, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena will address the House, and the CAG reports related to the works of the previous government will also be presented. Meanwhile, Delhi LG Vinay Kumar Saxena has appointed MLA Arvinder Singh Lovely as pro tem Speaker. Mr. Singh will administer the oath of office to newly elected MLAs. Addressing a press briefing after the Legislative Party meeting, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said, the tabling of CAG report will be the most important aspect of the Assembly session.
इसमें वो सारी काम जो दिल्ली की जनता के लिए होने हैं, जो दिल्ली की जनता के अधिकार हैं, वहाँ से शुरुआत होगी. और इस सदन में जो सबसे महत्वपूर्ण बात आने वाली है, पहले ही सदन में सीएजी की रिपोर्ट हम सदन के पटल पे रखेंगे. जनता की गाड़ी खून पसीने की कमाई जिसका पिछली सरकारों ने दुरुपयोग किया, एक एक रुपए का हिसाब जनता को देना होगा.
She also met Union Home Minister Amit Shah at his residence in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the people of Delhi have shown unwavering faith in the leadership and public welfare policy of Prime Minister Modi. He added that keeping their trust intact, the tenure of Rekha Gupta as the Chief Minister will definitely take Delhi to new heights and fulfill aspirations of the people. Meanwhile, senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and former Chief Minister Atishi has been chosen as leader of opposition in Delhi Assembly. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The first ever conference for women peacekeepers on the theme Women in Peacekeeping, a Global South Perspective will take place in New Delhi from tomorrow. The two-day conference is being organized by the Ministry of External Affairs in collaboration with the Ministry of Defense and the Center for United Nations Peacekeeping. The conference brings together participation of women peacekeepers from 35 troop contributing countries from the Global South. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will deliver the keynote address. In Germany, voting is underway to decide who will govern the Eurozone's largest economy. It will decide the composition of the next Bundestag, the country's lower house of parliament. Around 59 million Germans are eligible to vote in a snap election. Polling stations close at 10:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time today. The election was scheduled for September this year, but a snap election was triggered by the collapse of the current ruling coalition of the Social Democratic Party, SPD, the Greens and the Free Democratic Party last year. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has criticized the left, arguing that conservatives worldwide are unfairly portrayed as a threat to democracy. Speaking via video link at the Conservative Political Action Conference in the United States, Ms. Melanie remarked that when Bill Clinton and Tony Blair established a global liberal network in the 1990s, they were praised as statesmen. However, she noted that when leaders like U.S. President Donald Trump, Argentine President Javier Milei, or Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi voice their views, they are branded as a danger to democracy.
Today, when Trump, Meloni, Milei, or maybe Modi talk, they are called a threat to democracy. This is the left's double standard. And the good news is people no longer believe in their lies. They vote for us because we defend freedom. We love our nations. We want secure borders. We preserve businesses and citizens from the green leftist insanity. We defend family and life. We fight against wokeism. We protect our sacred right to our faith and our free speech. Our struggle is hard, but the choice is simple.
Back home, in Telangana, rescue efforts have been intensified to bring out the stranded persons inside the Srishalam Left Bank Canal Tunnel project at Domalpenta in Nagar Kurnool district. The authorities are working round the clock to save the lives of 8 workers and engineers trapped inside the collapsed section of the SLBC tunnel. More from our correspondent.
Nearly 36 hours after the incident occurred, 8 persons including project and site engineers along with 6 workers stranded inside the SLBC tunnel project are waiting for help. Despite concerted efforts by rescue teams including of army, disaster management and Singareni coal mining teams, challenges are yet to be overcome in approaching the stranded individuals. As per the authorities, rescue teams have managed to navigate about 12 to 13 kilometers inside the tunnel. However, the last stretch of the tunnel is precariously positioned and any further excavation to remove debris is feared to trigger further collapse of the tunnel. State ministers who are overseeing the operations informed that this has posed a serious challenge to rescue mission. They informed that all options are being explored to save those who trapped inside and they are also considering the possibility to open the tunnel from other side or from the sides. With Vijay Kumar in Nagar Kurnool, Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy Dubai, Pakistan have set a target of 242 runs against India in a high-stakes Group A clash at the Dubai International Stadium. Chasing the target, India were 186 for 2 in 34.2 overs a short while ago. Let us now go live to our Dubai correspondent Vinod Kumar for more updates. Vinodji, as India is inching towards victory, kindly tell us, what is the atmosphere there at the ground?
It's 7:41 here in Dubai, where India and Pakistan are batting out this high-stakes Champions Trophy clash. Pakistan, under immense pressure in this must-win game, won the toss and opted to bat first, but they have been restricted to 241 runs in 49.4 overs, thanks to India's disciplined bowling attack. India is currently batting at 189 runs with 8 wickets in hand after 35 overs. Rohit Sharma's blitzkrieg knock came to a quick end with an unplayable in-swinger from Shaheen Shahrafridi and a carom-like ball clean ball Shubham Gill, who was otherwise in terrific form, playing exquisite textbook shots. And there is a milestone for Virat Kohli of having the most number of one-day catches for India, surpassing our previous captain, Mohammad Asruddin. That's 158 grabs in the 50-over cricket for this 36-year-old legend. And there is more. He has also become the fastest batter to reach 14,000 runs, achieving the feat in just 287 innings. Sachin Tendulkar achieved it in 350 innings. And in this match, we are eyeing to see Virat Kohli hitting a century. The atmosphere in the stadium is absolutely electric and it's predominantly Indian. Even though the Pakistani population in Dubai is about half that of Indians, it is certainly not, doesn't reflect in the stands. Indian fans have turned up in huge numbers, making this feel like a home game for India.
All right, Vinodji, thank you very much. And now before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says health for all is one of the main pillars of his government's resolve of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, lays foundation stone of Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh. In his Man Ki Baat on Akashwani, the Prime Minister urges people to spend a day as scientists to enhance curiosity about science in children and youth. First ever conference for women peacekeepers to begin in New Delhi tomorrow. 35 troop contributing countries to participate. And in cricket, Pakistan set a target of 242 runs against India in ICC Men's Champions Trophy at Dubai. Virat Kohli becomes India's leading catch taker in ODIs. And that's all in the news at 9 tonight. Good night.